Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 11, 1804, day 29 of the expedition, camped in a prairie on the larboard side. Today's journal entries are short. First, Captain Clark.
11 June. The northwest wind blew hard and cold. As this wind was immediately ahead, we could not proceed. We took advantage of this delay and dried our wet articles and examined provisions and other items. The river beginning to fall. Hunter killed 2 deer. George Drewer killed 2 bear in the prairie. They were not fat. We had the meat jerked and also the venison, which is a constant practice to have all the fresh meat not used dried this way. Captain William Clark, June 11, 1804.
And from Captain Meriwether Lewis.
I have purchased from Mr. Loisel's patroon 300 pounds of voyager's grease, for which I am to pay by my account. Captain Meriwether Lewis, June 12, 1804.
As a note of incidental interest, on the 12th of June, Captain Clark writes about Pierre Dorion, an interesting addition to the party. He was with traders that the party had met. Dorion had lived with the Sioux Indians for 20 years at the time he met Lewis and Clark, and proved very valuable in setting up councils between the captains and the Sioux. Through Dorion, they collected information regarding the different tribes of the Sioux, their language, and their conflicts with other tribes. Clark writes,
"We took old Dorion with us to act as an interpreter when we reached the Sioux Nation. Our interpreters know the language but little, and we feel that a hindrance."
Most historians believe that Captain Clark knew Pierre Dorion from a previous time, or possibly from conversations with Clark's brother, George Rogers Clark, before the expedition commenced. Monday, a snake making a gobbling noise like a turkey.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Music, courtesy of Mokoche Records. To hear other days with Lewis and Clark, visit YellowstonePublicRadio.org.